then all go through the playbook this week and say, well, this play on the back burner now, and this play. Maybe we'll feature this a little more. I mean, was there any of that this week?
Yeah, I think Brady is pretty well versed in the stuff that we've done since we've been here, and he's had some carryover a little bit when he was at Cleveland. But again, we talked about this last week. Sometimes there's plays that maybe he feels a little bit more comfortable with, and if they fit into the game plan in terms of attacking the things that Oakland likes to do, then you go ahead and use some of those maybe a little bit more than you did before.
I'd ask you what some of those things were, but I don't think you'd tell me specifically. But in general terms, can you talk about maybe things that he does that maybe Matt doesn't, or vice versa?
Well, I don't think it's really Matt versus Brady type of deal. You know, sometimes you have, in the passing game, there's a horizontal separation, there's a vertical separation part of the game, there's three levels, or there's levels sideways, and you have, you could have 10 plays that are very, very similar that attack kind of the same areas, but one guy might be running a hitch, another guy might be running a quick out, and it's just maybe little things, but there's really not a drastic difference in terms of, change all these to this.
Yeah. Is there a transition time for you getting to know what he does well, or the year you had in Cleveland plus offseason in camp plus the Tampa game, is that enough for you to?
Yeah, we've really from April, May, June, all the Julys, the Augusts, they've had all the guys, Stans and Matt and Brady have had a bunch of reps with, whether it not be with the first group with the receivers or the second group, but they're still getting the reps of the offense, and you have an idea of kind of what they do well and try to feature those things.
Coach, it sounds like you're going to get Hillis back. Do you feel like you're getting, again, a full chamber, so to speak, in the running game and what you guys have worked on before you got hurt?
Yeah, again, Peyton's another guy I've been around, and he's been working really hard to try to get back. Obviously, having these couple weeks here to get ready to go, hopefully he's his engine's ready to run a little bit here.
What jumps out at you on tape of the Oakland defensive line?
They're very big, stout, physical. I was with the team that drafted Richard early in his career, and he's been a load to block. Regardless of where he's been, Kelly is big. Shaughnessy, Houston, they have very big, large people that can move. So they did a heck of a job last week, down 17-3, and came back and faced some adversity and fought their way back, and it was a big win for them.
How do you get Steve Breslin more involved in the offense?
Well, Steve's been a backup the last few weeks here, and his role is whenever he goes in the game, he's going to have to go ahead and fill that role of the spot that he plays.
Complete change there with ownership, coach, GM, change things?
No, I don't think so. I mean, McFadden's still a big play guy. They still get him the ball a variety of ways. I mean, they're making a lot of plays down the field. They still got those big play capabilities. Looks like they're playing more consistent, in terms of errors and turnovers and things of that nature. I think they got the same talent base that we've always seen, but I think they're playing more consistent.
With Palmer, no quarterback likes to get hit or forced to change or move. But with Palmer, he's not exactly the most mobile guy these days at 32. Is it important for you guys, if you don't get him on the ground, that you hit him?
Well, we need to affect him, no question about it. But he'll surprise you. He's got a little bit more escapability than you think. He's not looking to run. But he's got the ability to maneuver in the pocket and slide if you lose containment. And he's done that a couple of times this year. But certainly we need to affect him, especially on first and second down.
It sounds like, talking to a few of the guys in the locker room, that fourth quarter in Tampa is still kind of sitting in their craw a little bit. That was kind of breakdown that no coach or player ever wants to see.
Well, I hope it is in their craw. We need to go out there and play. We need to play a lot better tomorrow or Sunday. And it's a chance for us to somewhat redeem ourselves.